This is the Stinking Truth.
So last week when we were doing this podcast and we were talking about the game you were going to call last week, Washington at Arizona, I said, hey, Mark, are you prepared to say that Washington is back? And you said, no, I'm not ready to go there yet. They still got a lot of boxes to check. Did they go a long way towards changing your opinion this past Sunday?
Yeah, I still think, Mike, defensively they've got, you know, a talent issue on the defensive side of the ball. And they're going to give up some big plays, and they're going to, you know, they're got to win shootouts, you know. And talking to Dan Quinn, their head coach, it was like, he's done a really good job. You know, I just talked about Nick Sirianni. What do you do here? Like, Dan Quinn doesn't call the defensive plays. He turned that over to Witt, his defensive coordinator. But I will tell you, I think it's Witt. I'm pretty sure. Anyhow, regardless, he was with him in Dallas. So, but Dan is like a big believer in what do we have to do to win this football game. And if you look back to Cincinnati, they had a fourth down and three. They went for it where, you know, they are fourth down and two or three where they converted that fourth down to Luke McCaffrey for about 20, 30 yards. They had a fourth and nine. Zach Ertz caught the ball on a fourth and nine. They had a fourth and two or three where I think Jaden Daniels converted with his feet. So, like, he knew that that was going to be a shootout, and he knew his defense wasn't going to stop Cincinnati. So he's like, I've got to make sure that I take advantage of every offensive possession, and we've got to end in scores. So they're going to play a super aggressive style that way based upon the way they're constructed, the way they're built, and based upon the fact that defensively they lack, you know, they lack some players. But I'm going to tell you offensively, I was so impressed talking to Cliff Kingsbury. And you love it when a guy can look at, you know, what he's done in the past and say, didn't work, and I've got to get better. And so Cliff Kingsbury brings this air raid offense to the NFL. And, you know, his whole experience has been four wide receivers, spread offense, and we're going to dink and dunk and, you know, do all these things. And realizing that, man, it's not college football. This is not working in the NFL, and getting away from it for a year, you know, going to, he went to USC, took several months off after he was fired, then went to USC in kind of this consultant role. And then he brought in Anthony Lynn as a run game coordinator to help him with that run game, help him with the mentality of that run game, and to sit and talk to him about the things that he did differently. Like, he goes, I knew I wanted to work with a young quarterback again. I got Jaden Daniels. So what did I do? I went out and got Marcus Mariota, even though he's on IR for us, to sit in that quarterback room because he was also a second overall pick. And he had some good times and he had some pitfalls, and to lend perspective to my young quarterback from a guy who's been there, who's done that, who's had the highs and disappointments as well. And so to lend that, you know, that voice to my young quarterback, that was important to me. Also, he said, you know, getting tight ends that can block, developing a run game, understanding the attitude of a run game. And he goes, you know, from a rhythm standpoint, when you're a spread offense and you get out of rhythm, it's hard to just throw yourself back into rhythm. Now we can condense formations. We can get big. We can get physical. The other thing about using that spread formation is you open yourself up to all the exotic blitzes. So now I can condense, get into multiple tight end formations. When you watch them, man, they'll get into heavy formations a bunch. They'll even run about 20, 25 plays under center, which I'm a big fan of because it helps open up the play action. They do all this stuff now. So they look like where they didn't, you know, when he was previously with Arizona, they didn't look like an NFL offense. Now all of a sudden they're an NFL offense, and they can do a bunch of multiple things. And ultimately, Jaden Daniels is – He looks like the real deal. I mean, that kid is a pleasure to talk to. He's smart. He's articulate. He spends time studying, man. He just works. He gets rep after rep after rep. And Cliff tells me, I go and meet with Cliff Kingsbury and the Washington Commanders on Saturday morning. So I'm at their hotel Saturday morning. And Cliff comes in, sits down, and we start talking about the quarterback, and goes, dude, like, the dude is the first guy in, last guy out. He goes, as a matter of fact, I was sitting in my office at the hotel, the makeshift, you know, offices that we have. He goes, I was sitting down there at 5:30 in the morning going through stuff. And who pops his head in at 5:30? My 23-year-old quarterback or whatever he is, 24-year-old, whatever, however old he is. He goes, pops his head in at 5:30. What are you working on? And he's just like, he is a football junkie that way. And the kid just works. He's awesome. And offensively, man, they got Terry McLaurin is a great wide receiver. Like, I'll tell you a Terry McLaurin story. Like, Jonathan Gannon told me, hey, listen, when I coached for – I was not as a defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. There wasn't a guy that we were afraid to go one-on-one with. Like, we would turn our cornerbacks loose one-on-one, you know, whether it was Slay or I think it was Bradbury on the other side, one-on-one with this guy, one-on-one with this guy, no problem at all. Follow him all over the football field. We did it all the time. And I'm talking every receiver in the league. Except one, Terry McLaurin. Because that guy tore us up, and we always had a double-team plan. He can flat run. He can get over the top. He's an unbelievable route runner. He just never had a quarterback. So he's like, he is the one dude that, like, can beat you, flat-out beat you, and you can't handle him in man-to-man. Like, and I knew Terry was good, but yeah. I didn't know he had that level of respect from other coaches. So they're doing it. They're running the snot out of the ball. Their quarterback is playing great football right now. I tell you what, it's a lot of fun to watch Washington.
So have you seen enough through the first 4 weeks of the season to change your NFC East hierarchy at all? Your predicted order of finish?
Yeah, I think that Washington has got some staying power. Now, I still think, like I said, I still think they've got some talent issues defensively. But here's the great thing. They know that.
Right.
They know they got problems on that side of the ball. But, you know, they do feel like they'll get better. They do feel like, you know, if Forbes can start playing well, the guy who was a rookie last year, gaining some confidence in his ability to play. They've got some issues at the cornerback position. There's no question. But they're mixing and matching. They're figuring those things out. And as long as they continue to produce offensively like they're producing, Mike, then all of a sudden you're like, well, we can overcome some of those defensive deficiencies because if we can score like we're scoring, we're going to make teams one-dimensional. And then that fits, you know, that lends itself to us, you know, solving some of those issues on the defensive side of the ball. So, yeah, I do think they have some staying power, and I do think that they're going to be competitive up to the end, you know, with Philadelphia, with Dallas. And Dallas, you know, we've got injuries right now. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have injuries. Yep. Marcus Lawrence has a Liz Frank. That thing is, it says 8 weeks. He may be done for the season with that injury. That's a tough one. And then the high ankle sprain with Michael Parsons.
Yep.
Like, that's a defense that already struggled. Now all of a sudden you take two of their best players, the defensive players, out of the lineup. I mean, that's going to be another issue there in Dallas.